You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. This is the Future Self Energetics Show on UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson. And the feature for the show this week was inspired by conversations that I've been having in my inner circle. This week, we've been making plans for Mabon. Mabon is the pagan mid-harvest festival that takes place each year around about this time. Mabon is a pagan celebration. It's a celebration of the harvest, and it takes place at the time of the autumn equinox. Now, an equinox is when day and night are of equal length and in perfect balance. And we're now transitioning again, summer rolling into autumn, and the year begins to wane. And from this time, the darkness begins to overcome the light. The cycle of nature is moving towards completion for this growing year. The sun seems to grow weaker, and from now on, the nights lengthen, and the daylight hours seem to get shorter and cooler. As a keen gardener and grower of all things deliciously edible, this is a difficult transition for me. I wake to see the first mists of the season, and in some ways my heart begins to sink. But really, Mabon is about the opportunity to give a heartfelt thanks for the earth's fruits that we did manage to receive this season. It's about counting our blessings and being grateful for all that we do have, rather than looking forward to the winter months and thinking about what we don't. And the harvest that we've made and that we've shared and that we've managed to store, we can look forward to that, even if we can't look forward to growing more of these delicious goodies in our back gardens. Now, I hope you're making plans as I am to celebrate my harvest time this year and to celebrate the harvests of so many around us. And I think if we can broaden out the term harvest, what could that mean to us? Well, clearly to me, it means tomatoes and Havana bell peppers and all sorts of pumpkins. So I thought I'd take the opportunity to share some of my innermost thoughts on Mabon in this crazy season of our lives that we're all experiencing. And of course, you'll know that I'm going to be talking about my garden. I'm fortunate enough to have a garden, and I can't tell you how many times I have been thankful to have that small space of green at the back of my home to go and spend time in. It gives me access, it gives me connection to a sense of normal. Looking back to the earlier part of this year, and despite everything that I've endured, I've managed actually to grow melons this year in my greenhouse, despite the awful summer it's been. Yet again, I've rearranged many of the flower beds. I'll only have flowers that are good for the bees and the birds and the butterflies in my garden. And I'm growing fruit and vegetables of all sorts. I'm actually seeing how much I can grow and having a bit of a taste test. If I've only got a limited space in my garden, what are the varieties of fruit and vegetables that I'm going to be growing? And I've trained my gangly Victoria plum tree flat against a fence, and it's now neat and tidy and less likely to take someone's eye out as they walk past it. But most of all, it's given me more space. I get just as many plums, but the plum tree is flat against a wall, and so it doesn't encroach or cast a shadow onto anything else. And the raspberry canes that I'd set out last year, all of them came true, beautiful fat raspberries for my breakfast bowl in the morning. I've had so many tomatoes this year, I ended up giving them away, gifting them by the bowlful to friends and neighbours. And I've been asking them, what do you think? Is this the sort of variety that you think you would like to eat? It's brought me no end of joy, and it's actually got them thinking about whether or not they're happy with the quality of the taste of the food that comes from the supermarkets. Many have said, I didn't realise tomatoes could taste like this. The black brandy wine varieties, an old heritage variety that I imagine your great-grandparents would have enjoyed. That doesn't find its way onto the supermarket shelves. It's too temperamental a plant to be able to withstand the transportation and the demands of being handled and packaged and laid out ready for sale on the average supermarket shelf. So you can imagine, you can probably tell by the way I'm talking about it, we've had great fun this year growing vegetables and sharing them and seeing what people think of the amazing, crazy style of vegetables I've been growing. I have to say, in the spirit of Mabon, where I've been looking at the season that has passed and I've been taking stock of the season that's coming ahead, that I've come to know myself as a gardener in a completely different way this year. There are a number of things that my garden has to have, the healing space that it is. First of all, I only want to grow vegetables that I really want to eat and share. And secondly, I only want to grow fruit and vegetables that taste utterly delicious and that I couldn't really get down at the local shops or supermarkets. And it also has to satisfy some level of curiosity and mischief in me. I like to see how these things grow. As I see how they grow, you see, they help me grow as a gardener. I'm sure the thing, if there ever was anything that's grown the most this year in my garden, yet again, is me. And then finally, and rather absurdly, I suppose, I have this kind of delight growing fruit and vegetables when the fruit or vegetable is named after a family member. So my husband, Matt, I managed to find some tomato variety, an old wild variety, a wild cherry tomato that was named after Matt, you know, Matt's wild cherry. So I had to grow that. And we used to have a darling hamster called Hannah, and I managed to find a cucumber, a small petite one, that was called Hannah, an F1 variety. It's been superb, I can't tell you. But you can imagine how much fun I've had in my garden, making sure that all of these things were built into it. And during Mabon, which is very much a time of harvest, there's more to harvest than just the physical items, though I have to say they have been delicious. This year I've harvested growth from my garden and healing from my garden, and I've also harvested a sense of connection and completion from my garden, and it's been a safe space to go to. So this year I'm definitely giving thanks, my Mabon thanks. The harvest is very much about the green space outside my back door.
The station that makes you feel good.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
I suppose, be talking about family and friends, about my wonderful clients, about so many other things. But really, for me, I want to choose my Mabon this year to be celebrate the fact that I'm harvesting personal growth. Being able to share what I grow and being able to share my growth is really meaningful for me. And it goes beyond learning how to grow a melon and harvest the open pollinated seeds so that I can plant and expect next year's melon to look like its parent. It really opens up my heart chakra to be able to share what I've learned, share what I've grown. And I feel it open up my little heart chakra like a whirl, like a blossom unfurling. And when I'm in the garden, or when I'm picking and harvesting, or when I'm watching the bees buzz happily in the lavender, it opens my heart chakra right up. It's a kind of loving feeling. It's so full of connection to nature. And I need that connection to nature, because although the seasons pass, there is a predictability to it. And I need that predictability at the moment. Are you feeling the same? It gives me a sense of normal when really normal doesn't seem to still exist anymore. So the garden became part of my routine during COVID lockdown and ongoing. And it's been helping me to break down the patterns of normality and create something new. COVID brought a lot of uncertainty, but my garden did not. I knew when it was time to sow the cucumbers and the lettuce. I knew when it was time to expect the first buds from the strawberries to open up. I knew when to expect the first pickings from the chocolate mint plants. I can't tell you how many times I was out in the garden clearing the weeds and zoning out from the worry and the concern of it all that comes at us through the media. And it reminded me that our connection with nature is the most precious treasure that we can have in our lives during any time of uncertainty. To be surrounded by the people we love or the things that we love is such a precious treasure. Many of us were unable to connect with those we love at different times during lockdown. Nature was what I gave myself up to in order to feel that connection. I have to share with you, I'm absolutely delighted. There was a real bit of news in my garden this year. The frogs came and they settled down in my garden. I wasn't expecting to have frogs, but they turned up anyway. We actually had a dark-coloured plastic box lying around outside. And rather than just chuck it out, we decided to clean it and sink it into the ground in a little shady space in the garden where nothing really seems to grow. And we put in a few stones so there'd be a place for some happy hedgehog to stand when it was drinking. And we filled it with rainwater and waited. Originally, we were using this as a place for a hedgehog to come and drink, or for a bird or a busy insect to just sit a while, catch its breath, have a refreshing drink and then move on. But a large frog moved in. And soon, when I was round in that corner of the garden collecting those Hanna cucumbers, this frog jumped and it took me by surprise. But after a while, it got used to me and it now sits there on the stones watching me as I pick my cucumbers or tender the tomatoes. And what's more, Winston, because that's what our family have named him, has now got a girlfriend. He has a lady love, and the two of them sit together, either in the pond water or on the stones, and they watch me as I tend the garden. My granddaughter now, as soon as she arrives at the house and she's given me and her granddad a hug, she runs to the back door excitedly and says, "Is Winston there? Can I see his lady love?" And I say, "Yes, of course, off you go." And into the garden she runs to see the frogs that live quite unexpectedly in our garden. Another strange harvest then this year. It'll soon be too chill to have breakfast in the garden. Not that I've been able to do it that much this year, as the weather's been so appalling. But I am watching the leaves on some of the plants beginning to fade in yellow. And soon they'll fall away. And the garden flowers have now gone over. And the pollen and the nectar that their flowers produced so abundantly and generously since the spring are beginning to run dry. And you can tell because there's not there as much for the bees or the butterflies to collect and sip from. There just aren't as many of them around. I do think autumn's coming.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
conversation that makes you feel good.
For Mother Nature, the wheel of the year keeps on turning, a repeating cycle of spring to summer, summer to autumn, autumn to winter, and winter to spring. So the seasons turn on a wheel that never ends. And this wheel of the year is a natural cycle. And pagans and Wiccans still follow this season to celebrate it as the wheel spins to reach each season. And the changes in the seasons were celebrated. Each one celebrated for the qualities it brought. Now, you don't need to be Wiccan or pagan to weave these festivals into the fabric of your life. And Mabon is one of the loveliest of them, because why not celebrate it like I do, in a way that suits you? Mark it as a chance to celebrate the harvest, whatever harvest has been for you this year. What have you achieved this year? What have those around you achieved this year? And what are your blessings? Mark it as part of a celebration. Tap into it, into the natural energies that this season brings, so it will keep you well connected. So then, we are transitioning again. Summer rolling into autumn, and the year begins to wane, and from this time darkness begins to overcome light. The cycle of nature moves towards completion for this growing cycle. The sun seems to grow weaker, doesn't it, here in the northern hemisphere? And from now on, the nights lengthen and the daylight hours seem to get shorter and the hours are cooler. Mabon is the second of a series of three harvest festivals, and it's an opportunity, I think, to give a heartfelt thanks for the rich and plentiful harvest, whatever that might be, and to recognise the need to share the earth's fruits in the coming winter months. I love that Mabon is about harvesting, and mostly I love that it's about sharing. It turned out this year that I realised how much I love to share. I think I probably get more joy from sharing than I actually get from receiving. How interesting. I didn't know that about myself when I started the growing season. It seems to me to be only right to share if you are harvesting plentifully, whatever your harvest is. So if you have it in your heart, take it as an opportunity to share. What have you got masses of that others might be lacking? I can't tell you how many kilos of edible vegetables and fruits I've given away this year. In the street where I live, we love sharing. Generally, and at this time of the year, windfalls and gluts of courgettes and carrots and rhubarb and pears and marrows and apples and plums and more courgettes, they all find themselves being swapped over back garden fences. Or they're tipped into open boxes as baskets of abundance, and they're left outside our front gates so that passers-by can dip into them as they walk past on their way to drop their children off at school, or when they're coming back later on again in the day to pick their kids up. When my strawberry plants and raspberries throw out all their runners, I like to pot up any extras and leave them outside my gate too, just neatly labelled with the name of the plant and its variety, so that others can take it home and they can either share it with their friends or pop it into their gardens too. I'm hoping that they might be inspired to start their own pick your own at home. And I always put a little note on saying, please pay it forward. That's all I ask in exchange for these pots of promise that I leave near my garden gate. I think that that's what the Festival of Mabon is about. It's about my harvest and my plenty and the opportunity to share it, even if it's with someone that I've never met and might never even get to know. Maybe I'll leave a tub outside with a little clipboard and say, here are some tomato varieties that I've discovered I love the taste of this year. Taste test and tell me what you think, and then they can write it down on the clipboard. And at Mabon, in the spirit of giving back to Mother Nature, I set up the insect hotels for overwintering bees and lacewings and ladybirds to find, and I put out my bird feeders and bird tables, and I begin leaving out small handfuls of food to reassure the sparrows and the blackbirds and the robins that there'll be food here for them over the winter. I'm sure that the bird bath will still be used by the collared doves right the way through the winter months. We have the cleanest collared doves in our area, I'm sure. So Mabon is about counting your blessings, finding something to count as a blessing, finding something to share. It kickstarts an upward spiral of high vibrations in your energy field, vibrations that come from your heart chakra, from that heart centre, which is full of love. And you'll begin to attract and accumulate even more abundance in no time at all when that happens. Don't forget, say your thanks out loud if you feel you have any. Give a thought as you're going about your business today to the people on the planet who are not in as fortunate a situation as you are. There are many without any friends or support, without any companions or systems to support them like we have here in Europe. They may have been displaced, for example. They might not have their own home, or they might be living in fear somewhere. Many still suffer daily from a lack of food and basic healthcare and support structures. Maybe are living in fear. They're in war-torn areas. So count the blessings that you have at Mabon and share whatever you can, even if it's just a smile. Or perhaps you can do something like say a kind word to someone else who might need that support. That's the spirit of Mabon. Mabon, celebrate your blessings this week. It's so meaningful, isn't it? Celebrate your blessings and then pass them on. Count any blessings you have and pay them forward. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can uplevel any part of your life.